This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Congrats to caller 10 at 800-636-1067. Dial now. You'll win two tickets to Government Mule Friday, October 31st. That's Halloween at Warner Theater. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events. The show's brought to you by the law firm Condori & Murad.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori & Murad can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That is kmlawyers.com.
Beltway Blitz time on Grant and Danny. We're going to cover the Von Miller edition by the Commanders, the Terry McLaurin contract negotiations that are ongoing, and the latest on the stadium front, as well as the Wizards, who are in Vegas playing summer league basketball. Let's get it all done in one segment right now on the Blitz. Start with Greg Finberg of Bullets Forever. What's with the lineups the last couple of nights where the Wizards have sat all the guys we're super interested in and not having them play in the summer league? We did see a big performance last evening, but Trey Johnson and the boys were mostly watching.
Yeah, certainly. Trey Johnson has a hamstring injury, and Will Riley, their other first-round pick, is out with a thumb injury. I saw him scoring some sort of wrap on his thumb on the bench. So that's, I would assume, more precautionary for those two guys. Like, maybe it's a playoff game they're playing, but obviously it's summer league. So that's why the two rookies in the first round were held out. As it goes for Starr, George, and Carrington, I had heard before summer league that the plan was, you know, around two games, see how they play, and then kind of go from there. And both had their flashes of okay, like I'm a little too good for summer league, and not to say that they dominated. I mean, Alex Starr had an okay first game, then had the 8 blocks, 12 boards, 16 points in the second game. So I'm sure the Wizards were pretty comfortable with, okay, we like what we see from you. No need to risk further injury. Same goes for Keyshawn George, you know, 24 points in that first game, shot the ball well, 10 of 18 from the field. Didn't shoot it well in the second game, but again, has averaged 4 steals throughout summer league. Obviously grabbed some rebounds too, look like the best player on the floor in that first game. And then Bob Carrington, who struggled in the first game against Phoenix, but kind of settled into his zone, made 3 of his 4 3-pointers, had 17 points and 6 boards in the second game. So I think the Wizards kind of had a plan to not play them the entirety of summer league entering, and I'm sure liked enough of what they saw throughout the first two games to kind of be content with not risking anything, you know, injury-related in the last couple games.
Greg, I think I like A.J. Johnson. I'm not sure exactly what he'll be at the highest level, but you could do a lot worse having that guy come off the bench and handle the basketball a little bit.
Certainly. You know, the upside is realistically why he was, you know, the main point of interest in that Kyle Kuzma trade from Milwaukee. The trade kind of depended on Washington getting him, and they did. He's a guy that definitely flashed his athleticism, had some highlight reel dunks in that first summer league game and throughout the second half of the season when he played for Washington in big minutes. A lot of people view him as a point guard. I think he still has a ways to go in terms of his decision-making, his ability to see the floor, to find teammates. There were times last night even where I thought he held on to the ball a little too much, but it's easy to see why there's so much intrigue around him. You know, had 25 points on a good 10 of 16 from the field, drilled 2 threes. Was easily the Wizards' best player last night. Obviously, their top 5 guys didn't play, But he was the one that kind of orchestrated the offense, and he would have more assists, I think, if the guys around him were better, if they made some shots. So I like the progression that I've seen from him, can certainly be a player that makes this roster, maybe even a rotational piece down the line. But again, 20 points in the game before that, and then last night against Utah, 25 points, looked like the best player on the floor. So certainly understand the upside with Johnson.
Greg, what were your takeaways from the rookies that we did get to see before the injuries?
I mean, Trey Johnson was honestly a little better than advertised. You know, had 39 points on 14 to 24 from the field in those two games, shot 44% from three-point range. Just looked so comfortable. That was my biggest takeaway. You know, he seemed like he had been in summer league before, played like a second-year player should play in summer league, but as a rookie. And so, again, that's why I don't mind Washington kind of being a little bit cautious with that injury that he's had. And you know, just kind of looked exactly like he should in summer league, better than a lot of the guys on the floor. Was able to get to his spots, was able to rise up from three, create his own shot, get to the lane, kind of like everything that you know, I saw from Johnson. Then Will Riley, a bit more quiet in the first game, but in the second game did kind of what he's supposed to do, or what maybe he can be in the NBA. 16 points on just six shots, five or six from the field, was efficient, scored from multiple levels, a couple and ones, made some movement threes, some set threes, kind of that you know, offensive guy that can space the floor. The defense has a bit of a ways to go. It's got to get a little bit more strong. But I did like what I saw from them. So I definitely understand Washington being a little cautious with the injuries and kind of saying, you know, we like what we saw from these guys. Let's shut them down and move on to the regular season.
Greg, thank you, buddy. Talk soon.
Yep, thanks, guys.
You got it, man. Hit that local 53 sounder, please. My God, that's Ryan O'Halloran's music. Buffalo News, talk about the latest addition to the Washington Football Boys. Ryan, what can you tell us about Von Miller?
Well, good to join you today. I think he's got something left in the tank. That's probably the number one question Commanders fans are asking this morning and last night when he announced his arrival. You know, six sacks last year. I thought he overachieved. Had a pleasant season. Now at age 36, if he's used the right way as a pass rusher, don't ask him to stop the run. As a pass rusher, I think he can give them a little something, particularly down the stretch.
Ryan, some of those metrics last year actually really good when you look at pass rush win rate or, you know, PFF's percentage of doing something productive like hits, hurries, pressures. I think he was eighth. He had the number one get-off time according to next-gen stats of anyone at the position. So that all gives me real optimism. But what happened two seasons ago, not looking at it, you know, we're not watching the tape, I'm just looking at the numbers. He played like 11 or 12 games at zero sacks and almost no counting stats. What was that?
Yeah, he tore his ACL Thanksgiving Day 2022. He was rolling at that point. He had eight sacks in the first 11 games. He came back too quick. You know, his first game was at Tottenham Stadium in London, where the AstroTurf is more like concrete. I think that set him back a little bit. He just could not get out of the blocks to the point where, I think it was the second to last game of the regular season, he was a healthy scratch. They just said, hey, we're going to shut you down. We're going to give you some time. See if you can give us something in the playoffs. I thought he did a little bit more there, but that's why last year was considered overachievement. There weren't a lot of expectations about Von Miller last year. And had he not had that four-game suspension, which was his own fault, he may have knocked on 10 sacks. But I think the concerning part about Von was he just did nothing in the playoffs. He played 21, 17, and 15 snaps in the Bills' three playoff games. Didn't really notice him. You know, maybe he played too much throughout the season. So I think that's something Washington has already discussed is, okay, what's the perfect, you know, work rate for Von Miller to make him the most effective?
I was actually going to ask you that. How would you implement him? Like, what would your tip to them be, having watched it?
Yeah, I think third down. He played 279 snaps in 12 games last year. So I think the Bills did a decent job. I think what's, you know, first down, maybe a little bit of rotation work, but if you're facing, you know, a running team that likes to really run it on first and 10, probably not your guy anymore. But when you get in that third down, he got his bend back a little bit. He can, you know, sort of dip underneath the tackle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Cool. So he did show some of that, those traits, but it's, you know, it's going to be, hey, can he get the five sacks? You know, can he be there in the playoffs? I think that's going to be the key for Washington.
In terms of the moves array, you know, as how much is still there? How much has he lost? How much is he maybe kind of getting by on savvy, or how much is it about burst? Just kind of where are we at on that, Ryan?
Yeah, you know, all of the above, just not at the level that he was when he was 25, which is common. He can still bend pretty well. He'll throw out that spin move at the right time. And then there was a couple of times last year where he surprised the offensive tackle with the burst, with the bull rush.
Right.
So I think he's got a little bit. He's still got the toolbox, just not at that Hall of Fame level of his prime.
Last one. What kind of guy and teammate is Washington getting here?
Well, I preface this by saying he's had some off-the-field issues. He's been suspended for those issues. He's had some lawsuits. He's the best guy. This is going to be my 22nd year covering the league. I had him in Denver for a couple of years. I had him in Buffalo for 3 years. And he is revered by his teammates because a lot of these guys, when they were junior high and high school, they were watching him wreck the Super Bowl in Cam Newton. And he was Super Bowl MVP after the 2015 season. And he was a captain here. So you're aware of what's going on off the field, but in that locker room, there's still a lot of respect for him. And, you know, and he did carry, you know, a lot of his voice carried in that locker room, because he's going to freely admit to you guys he wants to be a GM when he retires. So if you have a take on a roster move, go ask Vaughn.
Is he really? He wants to be a GM,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, so he's openly said that he talked to Brandon Bean a lot about the mechanics of the job and what to look for. And, so we'll see. I mean, Adam Peters has got an assistant GM and a situational pass rusher, Vaughn has anything to do with it.
Future commish Bobby Wagner, future GM Vaughn Miller on the staff. Ryan, great to catch up, buddy. Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.